Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this cold, I mean cold, Monday in Oklahoma, cold and icy. So if you live in Oklahoma, definitely be careful, especially if you live in Oklahoma City metro area. Looks like we're going to have some significant icing. So prayerfully, everyone out there stays safe and stays warm because we might lose power. So prayerfully, that won't happen. But we have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. I have a big show planned for you today. Also, in about 13 or 14 minutes, hopefully we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. But as always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo Sports Talk in the search. You can like my Facebook page. I believe you can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com, and the show is also available on iTunes as well. So, like I said, we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk about the National Championship game that took place on Monday. We're going to talk about that. We'll recap that game. Also, we'll talk NFL playoffs. We have the divisional rounds coming up this weekend, so we'll talk about that. Also, if we have time, we'll talk NBA and college basketball as well. But let's turn our attention to the National Championship game that took place Monday night. It was a classic, but maybe my last college football prediction was incorrect. I thought Alabama would beat Clemson, but I did say Clemson would cover the 6.5-point spread, so I'm definitely happy about that. But Clemson upsets Alabama 35-31. Deshaun Watson threw for 420 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also rushed for another score. Clemson scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. If you had told me that Clemson would score 21 points in the fourth quarter against that Alabama defense, I would have said you're nuts. But that's what happened. Clemson made all the plays down the stretch. Hunter Renfro was big. He had 92 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. He also saved a touchdown after he tackled Ryan Anderson after he picked up a fumble and was running into the end zone. It looked like he was going to go into the end zone, but Hunter Renfro tackled him before he could get in the end zone. Mike Williams had 94 yards receiving and a touchdown. I mean, man, did you see that big catch that he made late in the game? That was a big-time play by Mike Williams. You can tell why he's the number one wide receiver in this upcoming draft. Jordan Leggett also had 94 yards receiving as well. Clemson had over 500 total yards of offense against that Alabama defense. That is very impressive. Again, I definitely did not think that would happen. Plus, they were plus 9 minutes in time of possession. Some of that goes to Alabama not being able to run the ball effectively late in the game. Some of that was that Bo Scarborough injury. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you have to give it up to the Clemson offense. Again, they made all the plays, all those winning plays, they made them. Any big play that they needed, they made. So you have to give it up to Clemson in that regard. And the Alabama defense just fell short. They fell apart in the fourth quarter, could not get a big stop or force a big turnover. Offensively, Jalen Hurts, he only threw for 131 yards in a touchdown. He didn't run for a big score to give Alabama the lead late. But I thought he needed to be more effective throwing the football. Only throwing for 131 yards, that's just not enough. O.J. Howard had a big game. He had 106 yards receiving and a touchdown. Bo Scarborough, again, when he was healthy, he was really effective. He struggled a little bit in the second half. In the third quarter, that's when he was injured. He had 93 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. He broke his leg, it turned out. Alabama rushed for 227 yards. Again, if you had told me Alabama would rush for 227 yards and they would score 31 points, I said, oh, that's an Alabama win, an easy Alabama win with that defense. But also, Alabama was awful on third down conversions. They were 2 of 15 on third down conversions. I thought Steve Sarkisian, for the most part, did a pretty good job. But that being said, 2 of 15 on third downs, that's just not good enough. Give credit to the Clemson defense. They did an excellent job defensively. Alabama's defense did force 2 turnovers. They had 4 sacks. But in the fourth quarter, they could not generate a pass rush. and that was a big difference in the football game. They could not get to Deshaun Watson. So you have to give it to Clemson again. They made all those winning plays. I thought Alabama's defense was going to make the big plays when they needed it, and that did not happen, so you have to give it up to Clemson, winning their first title since 1981. But looking ahead to next year, Alabama and Clemson are both going to be good, even though Clemson loses a lot of talent. Alabama, you know they're going to reload, and they bring back Jalen Hurts. Watch out for OU and OSU. I think they're going to be top 10 teams. And also watch out for Florida State. DeAndre Francois will be back. Florida State is going to be a dangerous, dangerous team next season. So a great, great college football season ends in a great college football game in the national title game, but an upset by Clemson. Don't forget, if you want to talk about the national championship game, you want to talk NFL playoffs, you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We do have a special guest. Coach Mac Brown is going to stop by. He's going to give us his thoughts on the national championship game. Mac Brown of ESPN. He's going to give us his thoughts, and also we'll talk NFL playoffs. We'll break down all four divisional round matchups this weekend. Right after we listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack, then we'll come back. We'll hear from Mac Brown, then we'll talk some NFL playoffs. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam, it's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I...
Let me hear that one for Chris. You know what it is, it's... Former coach of the Texas Longhorns, Mac Brown, please, let me answer that one for Chris. I want to tell you, I told you Clemson was going to upset Alabama, and it took place. You got to give it up to Dabo Swinney. Please, let me answer that one for Chris. You got to give it up to Dabo. I just told you, Mo, you were just definitely wrong. You were wrong. You said Alabama was going to beat Clemson. So did Greg. You were both wrong. I just want to tune that in here. And you're talking about next year. Please, let me answer that one for Chris. Watch out for the Longhorns. They're going to win the Big 12, and they're going to make it to the national championship game. Well, let me give it back to Mo. But again, Mo, you are wrong. Well, thank you, Coach Mac Brown. Let me know that I was wrong on that pick, as I thought Alabama would beat Clemson. Thank you for that, Coach Mac Brown. But let's turn our attention to the NFL. Before we break down the four games that are going to take place this weekend, I do want to talk about some of the coaching, some big news in the coaching. We have a bunch of new hires. The Broncos, they hired defensive coordinator Vance Joseph from the Dolphins. He did a really good job with that Dolphins defense. I think the Broncos have a lot of talent. I think he'll do a good job with Denver. Also, the Bills, they hire a defensive coordinator, Sean McDermott, from Carolina. He did a great job with the Carolina defense. So, and the Bills have some talent, especially defensively. So I think that could be a good hire for the Bills. We'll see. Also, the Redskins, they hired the youngest coach ever, Sean McVoy, the offensive coordinator. He was formerly the offensive coordinator for the Redskins. I'm sure Greg might talk about that in our favorite segment, Week Chatting with Greg. We'll talk about that with him. And also, the San Diego Chargers, who are moving to L.A., by the way, next season. So we're going to have two teams in L.A. That was some big news this week. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. Two teams back in Los Angeles. I'm sure people in Los Angeles are really excited. But it's going to be interesting to see how their new coach, Anthony Lynn, does. He was the interim coach for the Buffalo Bills, so it'll be interesting to see how he does as the coach for the San Diego Chargers. So we can talk about that. But let's turn our attention to the four playoff games that take place that start on Saturday. Seattle, Atlanta, 3:35 kickoff time on Fox. Look at Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson. He's a dual threat quarterback. He keeps plays alive in the pocket. He does a great job of making plays when there seems to be no play to be made. He makes the play. And also Seattle, their offensive line and run game, they rushed for 177 yards last week against against the Detroit Lions. That was really impressive. I really thought they were going to struggle a little bit in the run game, but they ran the ball really effectively. Look at Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan. He's an MVP candidate. He's thrown for 38 touchdowns this season to just 7 interceptions. That offense for Atlanta is really high-powered, and Julio Jones is just a big-time wideout. Atlanta, also when you talk about Atlanta, you have to talk about their run game. Devontae Freeman and also Tevin Coleman. Devontae Freeman has rushed for over 1,000 yards this season. They got balance in their offense as well. The keys to the game for Atlanta on offense, they have to be balanced. They have to protect Matt Ryan in the pocket. That's going to be key. And on defense, they have to slow down the Seattle run game. I think that's going to be a big key. And for Seattle, offensively, their offensive line, they have to play really well, and they have to run the ball effectively. They have to be more physical than that Atlanta defense has really struggled to stop the run and stop the pass. And on defense, Seattle, can they not give up those big plays in the pass game? You know they're going to be without Earl Thomas in this football game. They cannot get beaten deep. My final prediction in this game, I'm going to take the better offense at home over the better defense. I'm going to take Atlanta to win 34-27. So I like Atlanta to beat Seattle. Oh, by the way, I do have some predictions from a contributor to the show, Krista. She is picking Atlanta as well. She's picking New England as well. But we'll talk about that in a minute. She's going with Kansas City and Green Bay. So we'll see how her picks do. But we'll continue to break down these matches. Don't forget, if you want to give me your predictions on the NFL playoffs, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's look at another playoff game that's going to take place on Saturday night between Houston and the Patriots, 7:15 Central Time on CBS. When we look at New England, you have to talk about quarterback Tom Brady. He's just been on fire as of late. He's thrown for 28 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions, an NFL record. I mean, he has been on a mission. And also, when you talk about New England, their offensive weapons, even without Gronkowski, you talk about Julian Edelman. You talk about Danny Amendola is going to be back. You talk about Deion Lewis, LeGarrette Blount. They have a lot of offense. Now add in Michael Floyd. They have a lot of offensive weapons. And when you talk about Houston, quarterback Brock Osweiler, he was solid last week, no turnovers. He played really, really well. And also the Houston defense, top-ranked defense in the NFL, linebacker Whitney Mercellus and also Jadeveon Clowney, they do a great job of getting pressure on the opposing team's quarterback. They're going to have to get a lot of pressure in this game if they're going to win. The keys to the game for Houston on offense, Lamar Miller and the run game have to be big. They're going to have to dominate time of possession. I think that's going to be key. And DeAndre Hopkins is going to have to make some big plays in the pass game. And on defense, Houston's pass rush has to get to Tom Brady. I think that's going to be a big key. And for the Patriots on offense, they have to give Tom Brady time in the pocket. On defense, they have to force Brock Osweiler to beat them through the air. I think that's going to be a big key in that one. Let's see if Brock Osweiler can play a really good football 2 weeks in a row without turning the ball over. I think that's going to be the New England motto defensively. The final prediction on this game is Houston's had a nice season. There's no doubt about that. They should be really proud of the season they've had, but it comes to an abrupt end on Saturday night. The Patriots win 38-20. Sorry, I know I have a lot of Houston fans that follow me on Twitter. I'm going to go with New England, but I could be wrong. We shall wait and see. Let's talk about another NFL playoff game that takes place on Sunday. This game has been moved. It was going to be at 12:05 on NBC. Now it's moved to 7:20 because of ice, which is coming here as well. But anyway, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. When we look at Pittsburgh, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, his health is going to be very important. He suffered an injury late in that game against Miami. It doesn't look too serious, but is he 100%? That's going to be interesting to see. And also Le'Veon Bell, he was special last week. He rushed for 167 yards against Miami. When we look at Kansas City, quarterback Alex Smith, he's steady. He doesn't turn the ball over. He does a great job of not turning the ball over. And tight end Travis Kelce is a big threat in the pass game. That's their big weapon in the pass game. The keys to the game for Kansas City on offense, quarterback Alex Smith has to make plays outside of the pocket. I think that's going to be key. And on defense, Kansas City has to take away the Pittsburgh run game. That's going to be really, really important. They have to take something away from that Pittsburgh offense. And for Pittsburgh, they need to get in third and short situations. They need to run the ball effectively on first and second downs. And on defense, Pittsburgh has to put pressure and contain quarterback Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's going to be real key. My final prediction on this game, this should be a close one. It's in Kansas City, Kansas City's favorite. I'm going to go with the upset here. I like Pittsburgh to win 28-24. I think Pittsburgh's ability to run the football will be the difference. And let's look at one more NFL playoff game. Kickoff time for Green Bay at Dallas, 3:40 Central Time on Fox. So when we look at Green Bay, quarterback Aaron Rodgers, another great game last week against the Giants, 4 touchdowns in that one, including a Hail Mary pass to Randall Cobb. We're calling him the king of the Hail Mary. Also for Green Bay, Randall Cobb and Davante Adams, they were great last week. Each of them had over 100 yards receiving. Without Jordy Nelson in the lineup, both of them are going to have to play really well again for Green Bay. When we look at Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott, he's had a great season playing under control, not turning the ball over. And also when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, the running game, led by Ezekiel Elliott, tough, fast, and physical runner, led by that big-time offensive line. The keys to the game for Dallas on offense, they have to run the ball effectively. They have to have those long, sustained drives. And on defense, they have to contain Rodgers in the pocket. Easier said than done, but that's going to be a key for Dallas. And for Green Bay on offense, they have to take advantage of the Cowboys' weak secondary. The Cowboys' defense is definitely a question mark. Green Bay needs to put up a lot of points. On defense, they have to slow down the Cowboys' run game. Again, easier said than done. My final prediction on this game, picking against Aaron Rodgers, that man is tough. But I'm going to have to pick against Green Bay in this one. I like Dallas to win 34-27. So I like Dallas by a touchdown. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music right now. And then we're going to talk some NBA and college basketball. And then we'll have our favorite segment of the week in about 3 or 4 minutes of chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, in about 3 or 4 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL playoffs and the national championship game that took place on Monday night. Before we do that, we can talk NBA. On Monday, Oklahoma City did dominate the Bulls, beating them 109-94. Russell Westbrook, he was one rebound short of a triple-double. They had 21 points and 14 assists. Oklahoma City did a great job of dominating the paint, and Adams and Cantor were really good. Enes Kanter, he had 20 points, 11 rebounds. Steven Adams had 22 points and 5 rebounds. So a nice win there for Oklahoma City. Also on Monday, Toronto, they beat Boston at their place, 114-106. DeMar DeRozan, he scored 41 points. Kyle Lowry had 24. Also, Toronto did a great job on the glass. They had 14 offensive rebounds. They were plus 17 on the glass. So a nice win there for the Toronto Raptors in that one. Oklahoma City got a really nice win on Wednesday night. They beat Memphis 103-95. Great game. They were more physical than Memphis, and Russell Westbrook had another triple-double. Enes Kanter had a double-double, 19 points and 13 boards. I thought Oladipo played well. He scored 16 points, but he needs to be more aggressive on the offensive end. So a nice win there for Oklahoma City. They play Minnesota tonight. We'll see what happens there. Cleveland's been really struggling in the NBA. They lost to Portland. They were blown out by Portland. We'll see if they can bounce back and if they can get in sync, especially with Kyle Korver. It's going to take them a while to get things going. And also, they have a big game on Monday night. I believe they play the Golden State Warriors on Martin Luther King Day, so I'm looking forward to that. We can also talk college basketball. My favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils, did lose on Wednesday night. Florida State dominated Duke, beating them 88-72. Xavier Wathan-Mays, he scored 21 points. Dwayne Bacon had 13.6 rebounds and 5 assists. They shot 53%. They were plus 8 on the glass. Luke Kennard scored 23 points in the loss for Duke, but Duke shot just 45%. They were 7-24 from threes. I know they're shorthanded now. Noah on Mel Jefferson, but the defense has to be better. Obviously, Duke's going to have to make some shots. They're not shooting the ball well at all. But to me, the more important thing is they have to play better defense. Given a 53% shooting, that's not going to get the job done. They have a tough game against Louisville tomorrow. They have to play well defensively. They have to play better defense. They have to do a better job of a help defense. They have to do a better job of stopping dribble drive penetration. That's going to be a key for Duke going forward. So we can talk anything in world sports, even during our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, and call us up at 1-646-929-0429. But let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, not much. How's it going? Just hoping that the ice storm does not as bad as it, you know, as it seems, but man, it's,
yeah.
Hopefully, I tell you what I can't wait for. I can't wait for the rain to get here tomorrow.
Yeah.
The
that's
liquid
true,
rain
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I definitely agree.
I got to get you a little courage now, because one of the news stations said that the better days are coming tomorrow, because that's when that stuff comes, you know, the bad stuff comes overnight, early morning in the rain, hopefully.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that would be nice. And perfectly, everyone stays safe on the roads and we don't lose power.
Although I will say I had to call out one yard bird here. Well, you know, tomorrow morning it's going to be an ice rink in the morning. Wrong. I have problems. No problems going to work in the morning, okay? I mean, come on now.
Right. Yeah, everyone listening in the Midwest, definitely stay safe, because this ice storm is definitely serious. So we'll definitely.
Yeah, it is. That is no. I don't think it'll be that kind of ice storm that you had several years. The difference with this one is that ice storm that several years ago, that lasted a week.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just ongoing. You know, that lasted for a couple of hours, and so this one might last for, you know, my about an hour or so, a little more than an hour. But remember, watch for that rain. When that liquid rain comes in, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, I definitely agree with that. Well, perfectly, like I said, perfectly will go above freezing. Well, Greg, let's turn our attention to the national championship game. I think we both thought Alabama would beat Clemson. You have to give it up to Clemson. They made all the big plays down the stretch. What were your thoughts on the national championship game?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, that was just I heard some guy say, well, you know, if it wasn't score, bro, that Alabama would have won the championship. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that might have made a big difference, especially I thought Alabama's defense was on the field too much. I don't want to make excuses for them, but there was no pass rush in that fourth quarter, and maybe they would have been on the field less if Bo Scarborough and that Alabama running off is that they ran the ball more effectively in the fourth quarter. But you don't want to make excuses. Give Clemson all the credit in the world. They made all the plays
right
they needed to win the game, and they deserve to be the national champion. To score 35 points and have over 500 total yards against that Alabama defense, I didn't think it could be
mm-hmm.
done. I tip my hats off to them. That was very impressive.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
all you can say about that. So looking ahead to next year, both those teams are going to be dangerous, Greg. We'll watch out for Florida State. And I believe OU and OSU are both going to be top 10 teams, even though OU lost a lot offensively, obviously, without Samaje Perine, Joe Mixon, and also D.D. Westbrook. I think they have a top recruiting class. I still think they're a top 10 team.
Yep.
So I'm definitely looking forward to next season already, even though it's we just ended this season. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Well, Greg, let's transition to the NFL playoffs. Let's get your thoughts. First, let's get your thoughts on the wild card weekend. Anything stood out to you on last weekend's action?
No, not really. Let's see here. I was trying to think of another one. Let's see here. What was the one good game that was on last week?
They were all kind of blowouts. I guess only the closest.
Yeah.
In Oakland, Houston only won by 13, but that still
was
pretty dominant. So, it was pretty – I think this week, some of these games this week are going to be closer, Greg. So, I guess we can turn to the divisional round. Let's get your thoughts first on Seattle at Atlanta. You know, Atlanta has scored the seventh most points in NFL history, tying the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams, and now the L.A. Rams. What are your thoughts on that matchup? Do you think Seattle can slow down that high-powered Atlanta offense?
I'm not so sure. I'll probably go with Atlanta more than likely.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. So did our homegirl from back in the day, Krista. She is picking Atlanta as well. I'll let you know our other picks coming up in a minute here. But we have New England at Houston. I think we all agree on – I mean, I'm sorry for Houston. I have some people – you know, I have a lot of people that follow me that are Houston fans. But I just don't see them beat New England in New England. Their defense might keep them in the game, though. But New England's just too powerful. I like the Patriots. I think you agree with me on that one, right?
I like the Patriots as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the two matchups on Sunday should be really, really close. For the first matchup now is Green Bay versus Dallas, 340 on Fox. You know, Dallas beat them already this season. They ran the ball really effectively in Green Bay, but Green Bay is hot. And picking against that man, Aaron Rodgers, is really tough. He's the man. I mean, my goodness. He is playing at a high, high level. Now, they're going to be without Jordy Nelson. I think that's a big blow for Green Bay. Both defenses are suspect. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
You know, I'm just going on a limb. I'm just going with Green Bay.
Well, there you go. You and Krista agree
I'm
on that
Green
one.
Bay.
I'm going to go with Dallas.
I'm going,
okay.
Just going to throw it out there.
Yeah,
Bay.
You guys definitely could be right because Green Bay is. I mean, they are hot. They're on fire.
I know that team. I wouldn't want no part of Green Bay. Just ask Washington. Look what happened to them. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt Green Bay is on fire. They definitely one of the hottest teams in the league. But can they stop the Cowboys run game? And then if they do stop the Cowboys run game, they have secondary issues. So Dak Prescott could have a field day throwing the ball. So I think they have them either way. But we'll see. The Dallas defense is definitely suspect as well. They're definitely a bend don't break defense. So
we'll
wait and see. But you're going with Green Bay. Okay. And then the final matchup, we have Pittsburgh at Kansas City. That game has been moved to a night game because of all the ice that Kansas City is going through, just like we're about to get. Hopefully not, but anyway, I guess they're going to have a wave of ice going through Kansas City. Pittsburgh, they blew out Kansas City. Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know what? Listen to these national experts. Same like me, everyone's kind of going with Kansas City because I was listening to ESPN Radio last night. I was going to say, our old boy Freddie Coleman, well, what's going to happen? You know what's going to be ice down there. How's Pittsburgh going to handle the ice? What? They're an East Coast team. They dealt with cold weather before.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And that's right. Yeah. That is the silliest thing when I think about. That's true. That is definitely a silly statement. Both teams are gonna have to go out there and deal with the ice, and they've been. There's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's always cold. They deal with snow. A lot of snow. In Pittsburgh.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think that's going to have too much of an effective game. I think the big key, Greg, in that game is can Kansas City slow down Le'Veon Bell? Can they stop the run? They've struggled to stop the run this season. Can they stop the running? Can they get pressure on Ben Roethlisberger? And how healthy is Ben Roethlisberger? Like I said, he suffered that injury late. He was seen in a walking boot. Maybe that's more precautionary, but that could be an issue. But I like Pittsburgh in the upset. What are your thoughts on that?
I've wrestled with this one for a while, but then, I don't know, I might give a lean toward Pittsburgh just because everyone's concerned about Pittsburgh playing in the weather elements.
I agree with you on that one, Greg, but Chris is not. She says she hates the Pittsburgh Steelers. She says Kansas City will win. So.
Well, we know why. We know back in our college days on that. So there you go.
There you go on that one. Well, Greg, we're almost out of time. Let's get your thoughts quickly on Washington Redskins losing their offensive coordinator
to the Rams.
Yeah, to the Rams.
To the Rams,
To the LA Rams.
He obviously wanted to make plays himself, so he doesn't want to have Jay Gruden looking over his shoulder.
That's
the only thing about it. What does he bring to the table? I mean, I know he's the youngest NFL coach. This dude may be coaching like a yard bird. Although I'll give him credit though, he did get some experience with Wade Phillips now. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hiring Wade Phillips to be his defensive coordinator. So that definitely is going to help
as
well.
And as for the Redskins, and that's that's apparently why Wade Phillips did not go to Washington, because he didn't feel like Washington had the talent, is from what I heard on defense.
Yeah, and they have their defensive line is really good, the Rams. Yeah. So they have a lot of talent on the defensive side. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. We shall wait and see how he coaches Jared Goff. That's going to be interesting, and how he develops him. That's going to be really, really interesting. Well, Greg, thank you for another great segment. Any final thoughts for the people?
Let me give you, as always, this stating the obvious, like we know this guy here that do all the time. Yeah, Oklahoma State, you know, they play Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. They play important games this weekend, and if they both lose, they'll be 0-5. Okay.
Wow. Well, thanks for that, Greg. We'll talk to you next Friday, guys. We'll stay safe out there.
Okay.
All right, folks. Thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time on Martin Luther King Day. We'll talk NFL playoffs. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk college basketball. We'll talk anything going on in the world of sports. So have a blessed weekend. Stay safe if you're dealing with any of this ice and this cold weather. Stay safe out there. Trust in God. God is good. And we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.